has, in just a few moments, you'll hear Conchetta Curtis, who has traversed the whole state of Florida for the NBG. And in doing so, she has helped us begin our fourth annual National Mayor's Ride. Warmly hosted by Tallahassee sponsor Organic Engines, she's just participated in the Tallahassee NBG Day with Mayor John Marks. How you doing, Conchetta?
I'm doing great. How are you today, Martin?
Excellent, excellent. So what can you tell us about today's event?
Well, I basically this morning we all met at Dan's coffee shop, and then we had some cyclists ride in to see the mayor with us, so it was pretty cool. We had one guy from Crank It Up named Justin, who they do recycled bikes for the community here in town, and he rode a tall bike, and then we had a couple on a tandem, and then Daniel on his fixed gear, and then myself on the Bianchi. So we actually had a little bit more of a presence than I've had at the other NBG days in Florida.
Great. All right. Tampa. Still stuck in Tampa. You like Tallahassee. You say it's the best city in Florida.
Absolutely. The people here are really cool.
It's like a sunny version of Seattle.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, why?
It's got a real...
Ed?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just got, you know, it's got that real community feel, and it's pretty young because of the college here, I'm guessing. And, like, for example, I had contacted a bicycle club before I knew I was going to be sponsored by Dan here in town, and I got a response back from this guy, Justin, who's with Crank It Up, the recycled bike shop here. And I was going to meet him today and stay at his house tonight because it's my rest day today. And last night, Daniel took me to a barbecue, and I was introduced to Justin, who I had met online before I even got here. And it's just that kind of community where everyone kind of knows each other. And, like, today we went out to have a Krishna lunch, and it's just like everyone gathers there. And it's really cool like that. So,
wow. Have you ever been to Santa Cruz?
I have, yeah. It's kind of similar to Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
It's very easygoing and kind of just chilled out and laid back, you know.
Okay, you talked about wind yesterday, that it almost killed you. You were almost ready to give up. Why was it so bad? I mean, I know what you're talking about. Tell our listeners why you think it was so brutal. What killed you about it?
Oh, man. I mean, it was just, it was coming from the north-northwest, which was the direction I was going. And it was a consistent 17 to 21 mile an hour wind with 35 mile an hour gust.
Oh my God.
If you figure, you know, you're pushing 10 mile an hour through that, then that's just a lot of force right in your face, you know. And I mean, if I wouldn't have had the 2 weeks of riding already, I don't think I would have made it more than maybe 30 miles yesterday.
Wow.
But I mean, that's 50. I only rode 56 miles yesterday, and it felt like 100. It really did. It was my hardest day of riding so far.
Wow.
And then, of course, I got introduced to the hills in Tallahassee, and the wind didn't stop on the hills either. So, I mean, yeah. But then you put the hills into the equation, and oof.
So you say Chris kind of bailed on you, huh? The wind just was too much for him, huh?
It was pretty windy. All of Florida was pretty windy, but yesterday was definitely the worst day. And we were watching AccuWeather that morning, yesterday morning, and he was planning on coming all the way to Tallahassee and catching a train up to New York from here. And he saw that the wind was going to be coming right at us like that, and so he changed directions and went to Jacksonville.
So he rode with you from, Chiefland, Florida, which is, I suppose is a little ways out of Tampa. How far?
Right.
A few hundred miles?
To Perry.
A day, 2 days? How long were you riding?
We rode together one day. Yeah. So
how was it having a riding partner for you?
It was kind of cool because I kind of get this ego thing going on where I'm trying to do really, really good. And so we were averaging out probably about 14 miles an hour for the entire day, which is not something I've been doing. I mean, I've been averaging around 11 miles an hour. We rode 35 miles without stopping. And then stopped for about 10 minutes and rode 35 miles more, and that was it. So
wow. In the wind?
Yeah.
Jeez, that
day it wasn't too bad. I mean, we were probably having, you know, 15 mile an hour gust. So it wasn't anything like yesterday.
Indeed, that is commendable, Conchetta. Wow. So we understand that Dan rolled out, from Organic Engines, rolled out the red carpet for you. What... took you to Krishna lunch.
Yep, and we went to a going away party for some of his friends in town. And then we also, you know, he has the coffee shop, so we hung internet. So
is it his coffee shop?
It's his coffee shop. Yeah, yeah. He owns it.
What's the name of it?
It is called All Saints, because it's in the All Saints neighborhood here in Tallahassee.
All Saints?
All Saints, yes.
All Saints Coffee Shop, huh?
That's right. He just got it, I think, a year or two ago. So.
Yeah.
And then actually the space that I'm at right now, Crank It Up, is his old bike shop. And he let these kids use it to do the recycled bikes because he moved. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
He's a really, really cool guy. So, and later on I'm going to go into his new shop where he's at, and he's going to put on my front thing to give me more gears. So that Mark Power gave me from Power on Cycling.
Huh. So yeah. you've got a 250, 260-mile gap between you and Atlanta.
You got, man.
Can you make it?
Of course I can. I mean, I think that the hills will help me out some because I can get a lot more speed than I can on the flat surface on the hills.
Go
but
up.
So when you're... Atlanta is... it's a climb up to 2,000 feet. Atlanta's at 2,000 feet, and right now I'm at sea level. So it's going to be a mostly uphill journey, I think. But, you know, I think that the real challenge will be Atlanta to Knoxville, because then I'm going to start hitting the hills, the real big hills.
Oh, really? Okay. But your mileage is, I would expect you can probably come cool your jets a little bit on those. Because you got to hit some big miles between here and Atlanta. And like I was saying...
Right.
If you weren't making, you just want to be the powerhouse and drive it out,
yep.
Huh? 80 miles a day?
Well, it's 260 miles to Atlanta from here, and I'm supposed to be there on the 29th, and today is the 25th.
Uh-huh. And
so
are you going to be...
tomorrow, I have 26, 27, 28, I have 4 days.
So are you going to be, you got 4 days, but you've got to be there tentatively at noon on Friday.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if that's something that it's a phone call I'm not going to take. So I want to try to edit this out, but here we go. Conchetta, it's been great yakking with you. It really has, and I enjoy the fact that you're out there driving it for us. Send my love to Dan and to everyone else that tuned in to Matters NBG there and stuff. And
I'm sure
we'll be real soon talking to you. Anything, last few words you want to say to our listeners out here?
Thank you for listening.